Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's Tuesday. She's always on assignment on Tuesday. She's out going, heading to the ranch last time I saw her. Good morning today, the 7th of September, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can get into our chat room the same way there. Try not to admonish me too much today. We're also on YouTube. If you like to see us and our guest, you go to YouTube and go to KCNR Live Radio there, and I will wave to those. There you go. Good morning, everybody. I got Jared here, as usual. Jared.
Good morning.
When are you going to want a day off, buddy?
Today. Both my dogs got sprayed by skunks last night.
You should be glad you're here.
Oh, man. I am really tired.
Okay. How did you treat it?
It's hydrogen peroxide,
you got it.
Baking soda, and yes, some dish soap.
Yes, it works.
Yeah,
did,
it does.
Did you try it?
I've done it multiple times.
When Snooki,
it's not my first rodeo.
Yeah, well, okay, well, when Snooki was with us, it was one year, she there was a skunk in the yard, and she hadn't quite figured out the difference. And she got sprayed big time. And we tried that, and it worked wonderfully. Of course, I wrapped her up in a towel and brought her inside, and Linda said nasty things to me, and so I took her back outside. And then we made that stuff, and it worked great. The next year she did it again. We kept peroxide, baking soda with us, and we used it again, and it worked perfectly. Much better than anything else I've ever used before on dogs and skunks. So it's not too bad.
Well, I mean, if it hadn't happened at like 1 or 2 in the morning.
What are your dogs doing out at 1 or 2 in the morning?
I have no idea. Apparently getting sprayed by skunks.
It's people like you that we worry about, because your dogs are out there barking, waking people up at 1 or 2 in the morning. You know, they should be laying there in bed with you or whatever they do. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what can I say? Do you want the weather?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. It's currently 64 degrees today. It looks like it's going to be a little warm. A high of 106 with a low of 68. Smoky, obviously. Tomorrow, a high of 105, low of 68. On Thursday, a high of 103, low of 65. It looks like we have a heat advisory through Thursday. Friday, high of 99, a low of 62. On Saturday, a high of 96, a low of 61. On Sunday, a high of 94 and a low of 61.
Okay, let's talk about air quality index. I've got a fair here, 39 and fair today. We could see, in fact, you can see the mountains, so that's not bad. Generally acceptable, and the Lake Shasta water level today is at 901 feet. It's down 165 feet right now, 165 and a half feet, below full pool of 1,067. So there's still 900 feet of water in Lake Shasta. And all of this, the AQI, the lake levels, and the weather is all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, an Anderson-based business that, as they point out, all the propane comes from the same tank. So what's it, you know, so why should you go to Shasta Gas Propane? I'll tell you, it's customer service. They are just outstanding. During the car fires when it hit here, Chuck and Judy put, you know, instead of people that were staying on the property in trailers, instead of having them change out those 7-gallon tanks all the time, they brought 100-gallon tanks out to their property for free, and gave them a great price on their propane, less than what they paid for, to help people out like that. And that's the kind of people that Kenny's are. Their customer service is just outstanding. It's a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans year-round. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, fire updates. You got any fire updates, everybody, or is it just me? Must be just me. Okay. You know, we had a firefighter die assigned to the Dixie Fire, and one firefighter assigned to the French Fire northeast of Bakersfield have died. Neither one of them were burnt or killed that way. One died of an illness, and one died of COVID. So is what it's been reported. The fires have reached well over a million acres now. People in South Lake Tahoe are starting to come back in. They're starting to let them back in. They're opening up the roads. The National Guard has left that area and moved on to another place. And the Dixie Fire it's the second largest wildfire in recorded state history. It's burned nearly 1,400 square miles, which kind of like is much bigger than the state of Rhode Island. In fact, it's approaching Delaware at this time. In five counties, it's burned in five counties, three national parks and forests. Half of Lassen has burnt, they're saying, and it could have long-term effects. Also, the Calder Fire, which was up there in South Lake Tahoe, they're saying it could change the color of Lake Tahoe, all the ash and sediment, and what's going to run into the lake this winter. 58%, the containment on the Dixie Fires reported at 58%. And it's cost so far $680 million as of Sunday to fight these fires. I wonder if you'd put that $680 million into mitigation. People laughed at Trump when he said, go out and brush, rake the forest. I maybe he has a weird way of putting it, but how about thinning out the forest? I've got a great, I'm working on getting some guests here that work with areas that have been burnt over and what they do, what their company does to this land. I'm going to try and get them on as soon as possible and talk about what they do and how do they treat the land after it's burnt and you've got all these burnt trees out there. And instead of looking at a mountain with trees, it looks like a hairbrush out there. Crews are continuing efforts to protect Old Station in eastern Shasta County and keep the Highway 44 corridor open. It's shut down now at Old Station. They're building all types of containment lines south of Old Station. I hope you almost get tired of hearing this because it's about the same thing, but this happens every year. And I remember when they said, like, a few months ago, when Cal Fire, the head of Cal Fire, said this could be the worst season we've ever seen. And I think that he was right now. Okay. I am here with a friend of mine. We've known each other for years. Joe Martino, Orchard Nutrition of Orchard Nutrition. We used to have lunch. We need to do that again. And we solved every problem in the world during 1 hour. And I mean every problem. Every problem we talked about, well, if we did this, we'd settle it. So when he wanted to come on the show today and talk about health during this COVID, I'm not even sure what to call it anymore. It's a crisis. I think people are getting just... In many ways, they were becoming just so jaded by this, of the constant battles. And then we had something called the Delta variant pop up. And the thing that's scary is they name it after the Greek alphabet. And how many more letters are in the Greek alphabet? You know, are we going to be looking at Epsilon around Christmas time? And those things. But Joe's come on today. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Joe?
How do we stay healthy during this, Joe?
Well, a lot of it's up to us. We're depending on them to keep us healthy, and we can look out for ourselves. I mean, of course, we know about social distancing and wearing masks and playing it safe and respecting others' distance. But there's a lot we can do dietarily. There are foods that help your immune system. And by immune system, I mean the things that naturally fight off and make antibodies of the enemies. There's also things that defeat the immune system, like sugars, preservatives, and so forth. And even though this information is easy to find, it's not always in the mainstream. So we encourage people to come in and get a little consultation about their diet and about their supplements so that they can stay strong.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get into that as soon as we get back. But that's what we're going to be talking about for about the next 45 minutes. You know, one of the things that's going to help you stay healthy is a good night's sleep. And
always.
And Sleep Number is bringing us this thing. What a segue, right? when you get ready to go to sleep at night, a lot of things on people's minds. One of the things you can do before you go to bed, like about an hour before you go to bed, is turn off anything electronic. Get out of the news. Get out of seeing the things that reading the headlines that make you crazy. Get out of that stuff and kind of use this time to kind of just like relax before you go to bed.
I agree.
And the Sleep Number bed has been rated the top 1 and 2 in their categories by Consumer Reports. And Consumer Reports doesn't take money. It just rates everything from chainsaws to blenders to beds like this. And they have a Sleep Number 360 smart bed that we have that can adjust to you as you move during the night. You can, of course, set your own firmness of your bed, which is what Sleep Number is famous for, and it's a dual control there. So Linda's Sleep Number setting is at 25, and my Sleep Number setting is at 40, and that works for us. We both sleep well. In fact, she just said this morning she slept extremely well last night, and everything, I guess, lined up with what's going on in the world. You know, your mind works with you during the night. Sometimes you may wake up and think about it. Hopefully you don't. But you can discover the Sleep Number 360 smart bed now during the final days of the biggest sale of the year. All beds are on sale. You can save 50% on a new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed plus special finance. And that ends very soon. Subject to credit approval, of course. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. That's Sleep Number. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you another night of entertainment.
The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour, live on stage in the Event Center.
This highly entertaining stand-up comedy and magic show is rated funny, laughter for all. Starring Steve Mazan, Jake Daniels, Tony DeJamco, and Mark Keane.
Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour, Thursday, September 9th.
Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30 p.m. Prepare to have a blast. Must be 21. Tickets on sale at the River Club and windriver.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is the 7th of September, 7:22 in the morning, 70 degrees out there. Air quality index is pretty good today, 36. It's just poor. It's moderate. It's moderate today. This portion of the show brought to you by our buddies over at Cornerstone Community Bank. They hit the ground running when they started. They've been helping people since they opened, move their dreams forward. They helped with the PPP plan that went on. They helped not only their own customers, but also customers from other banks that the banks couldn't help out. They sent them over to Cornerstone. There's three branches for Cornerstone, one down in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one right down the town, right down the street from us at 1845 California Street, and of course the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and a new one planned in Anderson that will be opening up before the year's out. All of this at Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. I'm here with Joe Martino of Orchard Nutrition, and with everything that's going on, you know, get a shot, don't get a shot, do this, do that. But there's things you can do to keep yourself healthy during this time. Keep yourself healthier so you can, it'll help keep your, let your body help fight off anything that comes in at any time, you know, or any time in, of your life, but especially important right now. So, Joe, I said that sleep was one of them, and we were talking about how important it is to get sleep, but also other things.
Well, sleep is to keep your body healthy, keep it in shape, and exercise is another one, even frame of mind. There's a lot you can do for yourself, dietarily, supplementarily, exercise-wise. There's experts in every field, and you should get consultation at a time like this so that you're treating yourself right and don't be your own enemy.
Yeah, you can sometimes, you know, when people were isolated so much last year, and the they called it the COVID 20, where they'd gained 20 pounds during COVID because they weren't going out. The that's not good for your system.
Of course not. Of course not. I mean, that right there, cut back on exercise, overdid the food, probably cut down on good rest.
A lot of people were probably not sleeping as well as they could.
That's right.
You know, I think a lot of it is getting the information that was sent out. You know, some of it was changed weekly. And that has a tendency to make people, when they see the government changing things a lot like that, it makes people probably a little more jumpy, a little more concerned.
Well, of course. And even at the same time, different officials are speaking of different opinions and different outlooks on the same thing. Which one do you follow?
Yeah. But one thing we can follow that stays the same is what you put in your body.
That's right.
As far as food and supplements, things that people
That's
take
correct.
Anyway, but things that can help, items that can help you stay healthier.
And avoid the things that tear you down.
Okay. So what would you tell somebody that when they come in to get a consultation that says, hey, look, you know what? What can I do to help me fight off any type of sickness now?
Well, the first thing I try to explain to people is to stop defeating your immune system before you build it. Stop defeating it. And, of course, a lot of that involves fun food, so it's hard to put across. I mean, foods with chemicals, sugars, fake flavors, overcooked, deep fried, they tear you down. So if you're trying to build yourself up, your inner strength, while you're tearing it down, that seems like an impossible battle. So the first thing you want to do is stop intaking what is defeating you and then get the right information about what will help build you, both in the food, and if you can't get it in the food, then supplementation.
Okay, so some examples of food that we can eat that can help us.
Well, of course, cruciferous greens, in fact, all greens. You get all your trace minerals, which makes the vitamins work. But then right now, some of the important minerals is zinc, iron, and, of course, magnesium. And then there are certain vitamins that go with that, like good old vitamin C. It makes you stronger. It makes your immune system stronger. I don't mean that you can pick up more weight, but you are confronted invisible enemies all day long, and your body fights them off successfully most of the time, unless you weaken it, then it fails.
So if I take a multi-day vitamin, that if you read it, or a multivitamin once a day, if you read what's on the back, you get 1,000% of this, you're 100% of this, or 10% of this, does that work? I mean, that's better than nothing, obviously.
Generally speaking, it's better than nothing, but it depends on the source of the vitamins, too.
Okay.
If they're coming from, well, the best example I can make is if grapes are good for you, which they are. But I wouldn't eat the beautiful wax grapes that Grandma had on the table for decoration. But you're still calling them grapes.
I think I did that once.
I probably did, too.
I think we all did.
I think it was yesterday.
Had to try it.
Right.
As long as that's under the age of five, guys, I mean, you should be out trying it now.
That's right.
Okay. I know that in Orchard Nutrition, when you come into Orchard Nutrition, that you've got specialists there when it comes to the supplements. And all your food is organic.
Every bit of it. All of our substances are. But, see, the thing is, the aim is to first get it from diet. That's the natural way.
Right.
And if we can't, things are not always in season. They're not always locally grown or easy to get. Or, in our case, maybe they're available but not organically grown.
Okay.
So then we have to turn to supplements.
Why is it important that it be organic?
Well, because anything that grows takes certain substances to grow. And they put those substances out so you can grow things hydroponically if you want to. You don't even need dirt. Whatever else is in that dirt stores in the flesh of that vegetable or fruit. And that's what you're taking into your body. So if they're using chemical fertilizers, chemical sprays, I mean, bugs can be a pain, but you got to, you know, these all absorb into what you're eating.
I didn't realize that I was up in Cedarville.
Yeah.
Up in Alturas County. Last year, and no, I guess it was this year, and they grow a lot of hay up there, a lot of alfalfa, that there's only a few fields up there that are organic, that the rest of them are using chemical sprays and all this, but there's several fields up there that there's just plain organic hay, and not using all the pesticides and everything, which is why they welcome us, because they don't poison or anything, so they have the, they have a full complement of Belgian ground squirrels up there.
That's right.
So, but I didn't, you know, when you think about it, is there getting something, and to be organic, the ground's got to be organic.
Well, yeah.
Right? I mean, it starts with the earth itself.
Starts with the earth and the water. You use water containing chemicals that's stored. It's like a piggy bank for nutrition. What it needs to grow, it uses. Everything else gets stored in there. So when something is grown in a way like hydroponically, where they give it just the chemicals and the substances that it needs to grow, you get a big, beautiful piece of fruit or vegetable, but no nutrition.
Okay.
There's nothing stored. The piggy bank is empty. But you can also fill it with the wrong things.
Okay.
And that makes it dangerous.
All right.
So the balance, I mean, not everything that is available would be better for you if it was organic, but anything that is good for you is better if it's organically grown.
7:31 in the morning, 70 degrees out there. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back to you, I'd like to, you know, if it was the perfect day, what would you tell people to start out, and what would they eat during the day that would keep them healthy when we come back from this break?
The best thing I could tell anybody is get some nutritional consultation. That's what we do with our customers at Orchard. And mainly in that consultation, not so much what you need, but stop the bad stuff.
Okay.
Know why. You know, we don't want to just label it bad. We want to tell you why it's bad so you can use your own logic and common sense to have more strength to stop it.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here, 7:31 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. If I'm looking for that perfect piece of jewelry for Linda, and trust me, there are times I run down there, and Rebecca will say, well, you know, Linda was looking at this, and it saves me, bails me out sometimes. Other times it's just a surprise because she's a great person to have in my life. They've got it all there. If you just want to get your watch, get a new battery in your watch, walk in there. 5 minutes later, you're walking out with a new battery in your watch. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great people, great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Right across the street from Sierra Gibbs, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Everybody rock and roll a play.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Taste of Reading is back. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary presents the 14th annual Taste of Reading 2021, Sunday, September 12th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and micro brews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Bartosh, Refugia, Soul Punch, and the Stone Hearts. Reading West Rotary would like to especially thank O2 Employment Services and Cornerstone Community Bank for their underwriting sponsorship to our local restaurants at this year's Taste of Reading. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 14th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, September 12th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find a complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com. A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bach. Today's Tuesday, the 7th of September, 7:36 in the morning, 70 degrees, air quality index is 36. I hate to have to keep doing air quality index, but I guess we'll continue to do that for another month or so until the fires are, this series of fires have gone out. And if I, if everybody tells me, say, oh no, the worst part of the fire season is in September or October, I don't know how much worse it can get. Well, let's hope that we've run our course here. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. You know, this has been a place that's been in Reading for over for about 100 years. I shouldn't say over 100 years, for about 100 years. It's on the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros. It does a brushless car wash. They have somebody wipe down your car afterwards. They're super people there. It's a great car wash. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or buy 10 and you get 3 free. All at Quick and Clean Car Wash. I'm here with Joe Martino of Orchard Nutrition, the man that established Orchard Nutrition. How many years ago was that, Joe? Almost how many?
Almost 40 years.
Okay.
Few more months.
40 years. And you started this company because you were trying to find a organic food place and place that you could, you know, you could actually get the things you needed to help you in your physical condition.
Well, I was in the lifestyle, and I pretty much had to open up my own store in self-defense.
And you moved to the Cypress Square shopping center area. How long ago was that?
That was 2 years after we opened up.
38 years then.
Smaller store. Uh-huh. I didn't think it would be accepted as well as it was, but we had to grow fast.
So you've got a premier store right there.
Yeah.
And the now, when before COVID started and all this, you all had free health seminars. Is that the right word, or just?
Yeah. We had different people visit and speak, teaching, and so forth. Good thing, but it became unhandy because of the congregation of people being ousted. But it was certainly good for the public. We never charged for it. Just a matter of sharing knowledge.
When you go to the, and somebody brought this up in here about the farmer's market. Is the farmer's market a good place to find organic foods or not? Some of them say organic, but I'm not sure. I don't know who these people are. I know that if I go to your place, that you're guaranteeing all this.
That's true. There's people that say they grow organic, and they might be, but aren't certified.
Right.
And So I have to either take people at face value or go to their farm and watch them or rely on testing. So we want certificates. And that's the reason for it, because sometimes people will say it's organic grown, it's not, and they're not lying. They just don't know the proper definition of it.
Okay.
And if they don't know the definition, they mean well, but you're not getting the product that will protect you.
When you come into Orchard Nutrition, you've got a couple of people there that if you're looking for the right supplement, they're pretty much an expert on this.
Our people are trained. They're not just into health food. They've been to school. We have a couple with degrees, and consultation is important. One thing that we've always relied on in the vitamin business is if they can't help you, they don't hurt you, but we'd like to make sure they help you. So free consultation is it's like gold.
Okay. And I know that they can wax eloquently on anything when you ask them in there about that. Okay, so for people that are concerned, of course, with COVID, and I don't know who isn't, and I come in there and say, hey, I'm looking for things to help me fight this, to keep my body strong. What are they going to tell me?
In general, without going into your health history, they're going to tell you that some of the most effective viral fighters is number top of the line to me is garlic. Another one is oil of oregano, zinc, especially if it's something they can get in your throat or airborne. Zinc in two forms, both taken internally and then the lozenges, so it coats your throat, trickling down your throat. Mm-hmm. Vitamin C, of course, and there are several other things, but there's got to be at least a couple hundred things that affect immune system, but there's certain things that star in viral defense, and they're the ones that I'm mentioning.
Okay. Okay. The importance of, somebody said in there that they just had they had smoked oysters and said they got their zinc for the day. I didn't know that you could get zinc out of oysters.
Yeah, you can. I'd rather get it out of natural sources, but it's okay. At that point, I'm not promoting vegetarianism. What I'm promoting is the substances that you need in the most natural way and without the hindrance of bad chemicals or procedures. Like, you can take a very good substance organically grown and deep fry it, and you've killed it and ruined it and made it toxic.
Okay. You mean deep-fried pickles aren't good for you?
That's right.
But they taste so good.
I never have good news, do I?
No, what you're saying is, and this is what I love, is, your health is up to you. We have physicians, and physicians will treat a lot of the symptoms of things that you may have. But isn't it better to prevent these than to have them?
Absolutely, because a lot of the cures are detrimental to your health, but take care of the symptom that you have. So it'd be better to avoid the problem, the disorder to start with, and it can be done a lot of times.
When your people that are there, that are in this, you've got supplements that range from weight loss to weight gain to B12. I know a lot of people get B12 shots.
Yes.
What does that do for your system?
Well, it's the only vitamin that's combined with a mineral, cobalamin. And B12 also helps you with your assimilation of iron. But see, this is another thing. It helps with bone marrow. Bone marrow is one of your best immune system, natural immune system features. Because that's where your blood cells are made, especially the white blood cells. Most of them are made in the bone marrow. And it's anemia, other things that weaken you, lack of iron. And so B12 helps with all of these things.
Okay.
But you don't need injections. You can take a supplement, but you can also take what's called sublingual, where it just soaks under your tongue and goes through your lymph system rather than through digestion. That way it doesn't change in form.
So that's the lozenger type thing.
Kind of like a lozenge. You just leave it under your tongue.
Until it dissolves.
Yeah.
Okay. We're here with Joe Martino from Orchard Nutrition. And Joe's been doing this for, 40 years. Just right off the top of my head, because that's how many years that Orchard Nutrition has been around. But you did it. You got started in this.
I started in the 70s.
In the 70s. And part of this was that you had a...
I had a disorder. It was cancer.
Yeah.
And
you looked at fighting this on a different level.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're still here 40 years later, so somewhere in there, what you're doing is right.
Maybe it's just luck, but maybe it's what you're saying.
Okay.
A combination of both.
We're going to take a quick break here, 7:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, a lot of things have happened financially over this last year. Is your retirement plan, your 401k plan, is that at where it should be? Well, if you want a second opinion on that, give Judy a call at 221-0441. Set up an appointment for a free consultation and review and evaluation of what you're doing, where your money's going. Her pros over there and the financial side of her business can help you like this. And like I said, it's a free consultation and review. They may tell you, yeah, you're right on the right track, or they could have some great ideas for you. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Judy's been helping families, seniors, veterans, everybody since 1993. We'll be right back with Joe Martino.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, empowering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 16th for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas go towards supporting Turtle Bay education programming. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Today is the 7th of September, 7:50 in the morning, 70 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by, we have a new sponsor, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing. Without treatment, you may not recover. The insurance company or employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need someone fighting for you. Call Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 262-2168 today. I met Patrick and his wife the other day, and really seemed to be like very, very competent people, very nice people. I'm here, speaking of nice people, I'm here with Joe Martino, a guy I've known for years, of Orchard Nutrition, founded Orchard Nutrition 40 years ago. And he's coming in here today to talk about, you know, everybody with COVID is concerned, naturally. But there are ways that you can help fight COVID from affecting you as much as by having a healthy body. And two of the things that you can do, of course, is get a good night's sleep, exercise, which is real important, but then what you put in your system also to help your system fight off anything that comes in there, whether it's a cold or regular flu or other things. People that eat healthy and not put a bunch of chemical additives into their body have a tendency to be much more healthy. Am I right?
Yes, you are.
So, that's our last segment. What do you want people to remember about this morning show?
Well, mainly to be aware of what you're doing. As Carl mentioned before, get your sleep, get your exercise, get the right food in your system so that you don't work against yourself. And know the difference, know what is bad for you, and pay attention to it. I mean, all our life we've put up with people that point at two things. This is good for you, that's bad for you, but no explanation of why. Come in and see us, we'll explain why. When you know the reason, your own intelligence will make the decision for you. If you stay away from the stuff that defeat your immune system, whatever right foods you're eating will be more effective. And you'll have less problems.
And people assimilate foods differently. The food I've eaten through my life, if I think back on it, is scary. I've eaten foods from other lands that were wiggling. I have my own rule. Now, tell me if this is wrong. I don't eat internal organs of any animal.
That's a good choice.
Is that wrong?
No, it's not wrong.
I mean, people eat kidneys and they eat liver, and they eat heart and tongue, brains. That's just my rule, but am I being silly here?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we even have a secret word for the stuff that we consider to be gross. It's called a delicacy. But these things do have nutrients in them.
Monkey brains are a delicacy.
There you go.
They
make you a better tree climber. But the things that are good for you that are in these substances are available in other sources. So sometimes it depends on your situation. That's why there can't be a blanket statement for everybody.
Right.
We don't all tolerate things the same way. There's people with allergies. There's people with religious beliefs about what you eat. So you have to work around all that and still accomplish the same thing. Get the substances your body needs. And don't put the enemy in there. And it can be done. It just takes thought. That's where consultation comes in.
The seminars, are they Have you started them again?
Not yet. We're waiting to get the green light on that. It's a good thing to do. Sharing information is very important. People can make a lot of, you know, they have the intelligence to make the decisions for themselves that are better if they know the difference.
Now, the but you have all these online, though. If I remember right.
The seminars.
The seminars are online.
Yes, they were.
So that you can, if you go to Orchard Nutrition to your website, you can get in there and you've got the seminars that somebody wanted to see something.
That's right.
On a specific subject.
You They're can still go in available,
there.
Just like
They're
the
still available.
Box, yeah.
Right. And so if you've got a question about, treating colonitis. Did I say that right? Where somebody's got stomach problems and all this.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, there's probably been a seminar about that.
Different levels, but yes.
Right. What do you say is the biggest threat facing our young people today when it comes to food?
Oh, fast food, chemicals. I mean, the fact that they have to make food last through shipping and all kinds of mishandling. These foods are not real. They're mostly chemical, sugar, fat. Even the real things are the ones that you don't want. I mean, you've got two strikes against you when you're eating them.
We're going through this thing where a lot of kids at very early ages have got, you know, pre-diabetic. And,
you know, it's...
Is that scary? It's
scary, but it is diet-related. Most of the population is pre-diabetic. To a point, it all depends on what your sugar level is, but most of our country anyway, because of the convenience, and that means fast food, mm-hmm. prepared foods. Even at home, we like to open up packages where everything's already made for us. We just got to throw it in a microwave or defrost it, and it's not the natural way. It's not the best way for you to have a health advantage.
Somebody's asking a specific question here. About colloidal silver spray.
Okay. What's the question?
The question is that it works wonders for her ailments. What does your host think about that?
What's her ailments?
It is a
natural antibiotic. I mean, one of the things that proved that out, if you've ever been familiar with how they operate in a burn unit, you know, when you burn and the skin is gone, which you have no more protection and the liquids of your body and the subcutaneous layer is all exposed to the elements, mm-hmm. they spray it with colloidal silver.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, newborn babies, they generally will spray a little bit in the eyes because they got all that mucus in there to avoid absorbing bacteria and virus in their eyes.
You know, I think I read that someplace. I didn't know what it was because it, especially back in older days, that a child would become blind because of things like that, a virus in their eyes until they added to it.
That's
okay. So see, there you go, Sungo. There's your answer. It can help.
Your caller is absolutely right, depending on the situation, but you have to have application to where the trouble is. Like, for instance, if you've gargled or sprayed sterling or colloidal silver, when you have a sore throat, it's going to help.
Okay.
But it has to get to the problem. If you put it on an injury, it's going to help. You know, an injury that breaks the skin.
But just to spray it on your body doesn't mean anything.
Well, unless you're carrying bacteria on your body, but yeah. I guess we do that all day long. I mean, it helps, but you can overdo it.
Okay, Joe, we're running out of time here. So what do you want people to remember?
Remember to get the right answer about things and then use your head to make decisions. And a lot of it is logic, just common sense.
Once
you know the answers.
The three secrets are good night's sleep, exercise, and a good diet.
Eat right and don't eat wrong.
Don't eat wrong. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Okay.
So when are we going to meet again for you and I? We can have lunch someplace and solve the world.
It's always a pleasure.
I have questions I want to ask about. I've got Dr. Doug Craig is coming in right after you, and we're going to discuss immigration, and we're going to solve the problem of immigration into the United States. When he comes in here, we may or may not, but I have my ideas of how we can solve the immigration problem, and I'm sure Doug has his, but I think we both agree that our immigration situation is a mess.
It'll be an interesting lunch.
Well, it will be. We can, there's so many things. Anyway, okay, we're going to break for the news, and we'll be right back. Dr. Doug Craig, Orchard Nutrition is located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely, buddy.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Unrest in the streets of Kabul. The Taliban firing into the air to scatter those protesters, arrested several journalists along the way. The second time in less than a week, the group has used heavy-handed tactics to break up a demonstration in the Afghan capital. This time, the protesters had gathered outside the Pakistani embassy, accusing Islamabad of aiding the Taliban assault on northern Panjshir province. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is partnering with the Taliban on arranging additional charter flights from Kabul for those anxious and eligible to escape Afghanistan.
He said that they will let people with travel documents freely depart. We will hold them to that. So will dozens of other countries. The international community is watching to see if the Taliban will live up to their commitments.
President Biden to get an up-close look at storm damage in parts of the Northeast that suffered catastrophic flooding from the remains of Hurricane Ida.
Biden starts out in New Jersey around noon, where he'll get a briefing in Hillsborough Township before touring Manville. Then it's on to New York's borough of Queens for another tour around 4. At least 50 people were killed in 6 eastern states as record rainfall last week overwhelmed rivers and sewer systems. Some people were trapped in fast-filling basement apartments and cars or were swept away as they tried to escape. The storm also spawned several tornadoes.
Correspondent Julie Walker. A milestone in the battle against the massive Caldor wildfire threatening Northern California's Lake Tahoe area. Mandatory evacuation orders lifted for 22,000 residents of South Lake Tahoe. The fire still burning is now roughly 48% contained. Wall Street, the Dow down 259 points, the Nasdaq 17 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now, people are home with their pet more often, and I think especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue.
Nala's got some skin issues. He gets really going and scratching.
Excessive shedding, a lot of just scratching and itching.
Digging, scratching and itching and biting. On top of that, he was starting to get black buildup in his ears.
DINOVITE.com.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot. And I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
We started Dynavite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference, especially with the shedding.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
We've got 4 dogs, all different ages, all different sizes, and they've all just responded really well to the Dynavite, and they all love it.
We will be using Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
We order our Dynavite from Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
China's import and export growth picked up last month despite disruptions because of the spread of the coronavirus Delta variant.
Customs data show exports rose 25.6% to $294.3 billion, up from July's 18.9% growth. Imports rose 33.1% to $236 billion, up from the previous month's 28.7%. That came despite lingering disruptions in industrial supply chains due to last year's global economic shutdown and a renewed rise in infections in the U.S. and some other markets that have dampened consumer sentiment.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The U.K. government opening public hearings into plans for the country's first new deep coal mine in 3 decades. Amid complaints that greenlighting the project would send the wrong message as the government seeks to persuade other countries to give up coal. News and analysis at townhall.com. President Biden's approval numbers have taken a hit. Blame it on Afghanistan and spread of COVID-19.
After enjoying approval ratings in the 50s during his first few months in office, the president has seen his numbers drop in recent weeks. The Real Clear Politics average of surveys shows 49% of Americans disapprove of Mr. Biden's job performance, while 45% approve. the messy exit from Afghanistan was not received well, and a Washington Post ABC News poll also shows the president losing support for his handling of the pandemic and the economy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel's military says it has launched airstrikes on what it says was a Hamas military site in the Gaza Strip. The strikes early today came after incendiary balloons were sent into Israeli territory. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is off sharply, down 280 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can watch us live on YouTube. As soon as I find it, I thought it was just KCNR, live on YouTube. But,
yeah, when I look up on YouTube, I just type in KCNR, and there really aren't that many KCNRs on YouTube.
Yeah, so you just type it up.
It's like
on
one
YouTube.
Of the top three or four.
Yeah, and you just type it and you can
but
see us.
Pat Karch did leave a link in the,
yeah,
in the chat room.
When you leave in the chat room, the chat room is rolling today. So, talking about a number of things. Nobody seems to be angry at each other. Today is the 7th of September, 8:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. The weather today.
It's currently 67 degrees. Today we're looking at a high of 106, a low of 68. Tomorrow, high of 105, a low of 68. Thursday, a high of 103, a low of 65. And then we get back down to the double digits by Friday with a high of 99, a low of 62. Saturday, a high of 96 with a low of 61. And Sunday, a high around 94 with a low of 61.
Okay. And that, the air quality index is 37 today, which is moderate, which is good. The level of Lake Shasta is down to 901 feet, so it's down 165 feet from full. I saw a horrible picture of Lake Orville. Yeah, I mean, it's got 25% of the water it should have. And the houseboats that were out there were almost nose to tail at it, you know, from people who had rented houseboats, and they're pulling them out as fast as they can, too. This is, wow. Anyway, the news, the weather reports, the fire updates, the AQI, the lake level, all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is just it is a place in the people that will provide you propane service at a customer service level of just noteworthy. And they do the job. They make sure they're on time. They're very helpful to you. It's Chuck and Judy Kenny. This is what they believe. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can give them a call at 365-3793. It is the first Tuesday of the month, and if that means at 8 o'clock, it means Dr. Doug Craig is here with me. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Carl. Good to be here, as always.
Doug and I try to take a subject and take opposite sides. Now, I want you, if you're not on YouTube right now looking at this, you need to do this and to see how what this man brings into the studio with me. It's 6 books, numerous pages of yellow script that he's written small, tiny words in. All of these things printed out with yellow markings there highlighted. And I just got another cup of coffee, you know. So
I got to bring my A game if I'm going to work with you, Carl.
We're talking immigration today, and there's one other thing I want to talk to you about. But we'll do that at the end, and it's Afghanistan and Kabul. Because you're a mental health professional, a stellar reputation. And just your opinion on how this has affected part, maybe the psyche of our country on something like this. But we'll do that at the end if we don't run out of time. Immigration. If you don't mind, let me throw the first one out.
Sure.
Our immigration system is broken. I laid this at the feet of the Democrats and Republicans. Both of them have had the opportunities when they've controlled the White House and the House of Representatives and the Senate to fix this. One example I can give is a friend of mine who is an English was an English citizen who worked was in the military that had, top secret clearances from here in the United States because he worked on those projects. He worked at the Marine Corps Warfighting Lab. He worked at the in for the Naval's postgraduate college there in Rhode Island. He and his family have nothing in their background, and it took him 4 years, including one, he having to go back to England, get another visa, and come back to the United States. If a system takes that long to get somebody in that's got nothing in their background, that has sponsors, and he has sponsors, then the system's broken. Am I wrong?
No, I agree. Yeah, it's impacted my own family. My daughter, she's now married to a foreign person, and she spent several years trying to get him in the country, and she finally had to move to another country. She lives in Qatar now, teaching school over there, so she could have her husband, now husband, come join her. And someday, maybe, she'll be able to come back with him. But, yeah, it's crazy. It's makes no sense.
And now we're not talking about marrying your brother like one of our representatives in the House have.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? What's her name? Omar? She married her brother?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I heard. You know what? Rumor control. Somebody in the chat room will now come at me with, you know, all caps. Okay, immigration. Would you say right now that we're facing an incredible problem along our border with the number of people that have come to the border and are crossing?
My take on it is that the borders of the world are all becoming more porous precisely because of multiple issues, one of the largest, of course, being climate, that, a major reason many people are streaming up from Central America is the drought. You know, they're like in fifth, sixth, seventh year of a drought, and they can't grow food, and they're streaming. But, yes, they're, I don't know, what, 1,000 a day, 2,000 a day?
I think that may be a low number. If a nation is constituted by, I believe in two things. I believe a nation is constituted by a border and a common language. Now, there's other things to it, of course, but those are two major things. If we can't control our border, then we're no longer a nation. We are a repository of anybody that wants to come in.
Well, okay. If we just look at it from the American perspective, you know, how it's going to affect our country, I understand that. If we're going to properly understand this particular immigration issue, we have to try to understand why are they even coming. And so if we look at it from their perspective, these people from El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala, which is like the majority of the human beings coming through Mexico, you know, they have no money, no job, no land. Gangs want to kill you or recruit your children. The government and the police are aligned with the drug traffickers. You can't grow food. You're in the fifth or sixth or seventh year of an endless drought in an area of the world that attracts devastating hurricanes like a giant magnet. When you look around, you know in your bones you have no hope and no future, and you know your kids have no hope and no future. And if there's any reason to live, it's to risk everything, life itself, and travel the 2,600 kilometers to the country that played a strong role in why you're in that situation, and the hopes you can work the worst jobs for the lowest pay so you can send it back home to the only people who matter.
Well,
so
there. I have a couple problems with that. I have a couple problems with that one. The one is that you're blaming the United States on their problems.
Yeah. Well, if you look at the history, the United States repeatedly overthrows democracies.
In the last 50 years?
Well, going back to the 30s, you know, Smedley Butler.
I'm talking about the last 50 years.
But yes, yeah, absolutely.
I know Smedley Butler later went on and was one of the, who was, by the way, a Marine general.
Right.
Who won the Medal of Honor.
Yep.
Who was awarded the Medal of Honor.
Yeah.
Who came out really strong against that.
Right, right.
Later
on
in his life.
Right,
But the point is that I can't, and the American people have nothing to do with the state, that the country of Venezuela going from a strong economy, going to a socialist economy, and destroying their whole economy in the space of less than a decade. The United States didn't have anything to do with that.
Well, yeah, I didn't do any research in Venezuela. So,
well,
sorry.
But
I think it had a lot to do with
example.
I think it had a lot to do with petrodollars, but I don't.
It could be.
Yeah.
But they made their choice there. Their people, their money is not worth a plug nickel now.
Well, let's look at the four countries primarily.
And let's do that right after the break.
Okay,
though.
You bet.
But,
okay.
You know, I can't argue with everything you said there.
Right.
But it still comes down to if you want to come to our country, and I have found that our immigrants that have come here are so American. They love this country. They think it's the shining city on the hill. They understand if they believe in the American dream. And so many of our people in our country that were born here, they got all of this just because they were born here, don't understand that. And I wish there was a way to transfuse some of that into many of our nation. But let's talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. It's not an assisted living facility. No, no, no. This is for active seniors who like to get out and travel. They like to do different things. They live in beautiful accommodations. There's a gourmet chef there for them. You don't have to worry about that day-to-day taking care of, oh, gosh, you know what? Is there going to be toilet paper? My plumbing's backed up. They don't worry about that because River Commons Senior Living is a place that they can just get rid of all of those little stress items and live a great, comfortable, active life. That's what River Commons can do for you. If you want to learn more about River Commons and maybe have a personalized tour, have lunch with everybody, give Brian a call at 238-5981. See what it's like. It's right here in the center of town. It's Northern California's premier retirement community, and it's pet-friendly. Yeah, you don't have to give up your pets. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back. 8:17 in the morning, 71 degrees out there.
There's night in New York City, smoke like water, London time. Feel out of the streets of Philly, every living thing that's died. Gonna hit your ride.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays, including your birthday, paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Devon. It's 8:21 in the morning here on the 7th of September, 70 degrees out there. Air quality index is moderate today. Well, that's good. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and the only area hospital with the Da Vinci Xi. Surgical robotic system means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. The TAVR valve replacement, where they can just go in, replace a valve in your heart without cracking your chest open. People are standing up in the after they get they have that procedure in the morning. They're walking around in the afternoon, and they're gone home the next day instead of being in the hospital for several days. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm here with Dr. Doug Craig, who is a mental health professional, which is on the breaks. I have 3 minutes to have him help me with my problems. He's already said 3 minutes isn't enough. And every month we discuss another item that can be contentious, but what we try to do is bring out facts. And trust me, if you're on YouTube right now, you'll know exactly what I mean. I'm standing here with my cup of coffee. He's got, what did I say, 6 books. He's covered the whole side. I'm going to put a limit on how much room you can have in here, Doug. And we're talking immigration. One of the things you said, people are coming here because of the horrible conditions. And I can't argue that. Horrible conditions in their country. You know, I don't believe that the United States is to blame for all of these. You know, we may have exacerbated some of them. But the hundreds and thousands of people coming through here has had an impact on our nation. Would you – not a good impact. Would you agree with that?
Well, I would disagree with that. When you look at undocumented immigrants in this country, you know, their rate of employment is higher than native-born. They contribute billions of dollars to the economy. Guatemalan immigrants alone give $9 billion a year, send it back in remittances to their families. So they're hardworking. They come over here.
Nobody's
they get jobs.
Oh, no, I would never argue that.
And our economy would collapse without them. You know, over 50%, well over 50% of all agricultural workers are undocumented. You know, nursing homes, psychiatric facilities, service, you know, a good one-fourth to one-third of major sectors of our economy are by these hardworking people that have no benefits because they're non-citizens. They don't get anything. They just give.
That's not true, though.
They're not eligible for benefits.
Well, in California, you get free medical. You get free education. In California, you can get that. You can get medical. You can get that. You can be an illegal here and go to college and get, you know, and get local school.
Well, I'm just referring to the social welfare system.
Well, the social welfare system,
we're not
can
paying
use.
Them. They have to work for their money.
They can go to any emergency room. They can go to.
Well, I'm glad. I wish everyone should.
But to say that they are not using our system is not true. In my opinion, they can use our system.
But the benefits outweigh any costs. Absolutely.
You know, if we're talking dollars and cents, but they are still in our country using our systems here, and they're here illegally.
What about right
now? We're going through a hell of a crisis right now with COVID. And as you've pointed out, the countries they come from are not vaccinating people. They're not even testing people, and yet they're coming across our border by the thousands. Many of them with COVID, I would say all of them not tested, and we seem to be picking them up and sending them deeper into the United States without testing.
Well, if we're concerned about COVID, we should consider the number of people in America who say they will definitely not or probably will not get the vaccine. If it were a country, it would be the 10th largest country in the world, larger than Britain.
But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about immigration.
You're talking about COVID.
I'm talking about people coming into this country unabated, without being... Those people you're talking about are Americans that were born in this country. We're talking about illegals coming across the border without this. If they don't have to be tested and they're being sent into the inner parts of the United States, my friend, that to me says there's two standards here.
Well, I'm just going with the science. I don't have any science that says that there's any perceptible increase of COVID transmission in the country because of that. It's a nice theory. I'm saying we have actual facts that Republicans have advocated not getting the vaccine.
You can't go to many parts of this world without that vaccine. You've got to show your vaccination card. I have to show my vaccination card if I want to go to the Cascade. Yet the people coming across this border don't. If this is COVID is serious, which I would say it probably is, not probably, but it is. Then we should be making that border so hard to get across, or at least testing everybody, have the ability to test the people as they come across.
Well, let me step back from an earlier point you made before that you said I couldn't respond to because we went to break. And that is...
That was clever on my part.
And that is, there's four countries that we're concerned about in the... Sometimes it's called the Northern Triangle, which includes Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. But if we throw Nicaragua in there, those are the four countries that the United States has literally gone to war against and supported a government that committed massacres and genocide against its own people. One country succeeded against the United States, Nicaragua, and we never hear about Nicaraguans coming over the border. It's always these other countries where we won. Now, the coup that we encouraged only 10, 11 years ago when Barack Obama was in office and Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, that coup changed Honduras in a bad way. We had no immigrants from Honduras until that coup. Since that coup, that country is now one of the poorest countries in the world. And you know, people can't grow food. The government, the police are all aligned with the drug traffickers. that's considered a success from the United States perspective. Until now, we have, you know, thousands of those Hondurans coming into the United States, which they weren't doing at all. There was maybe a trickle from that country before we encouraged that coup. And the person that we overthrew, all he wanted to do was to have a minimum wage. He wanted to not privatize certain utilities. He wanted, a country that served his people. The United States is what it is because of our revolution. When other countries try to...
I think that kind of is... You've broken it down to very simple things. I think there's a lot more to it than that. But I didn't do my study on Honduras on this. I go back again to the fact is our immigration system is broken, that we have had decades to try and get this under control. Reagan gave a amnesty to people, saying that that would, you know, clear the books and we could control it then. We still, though, at this point, we don't have control of the border. And how can a nation survive without controlling its own borders, having a common culture, common language? And if we keep having thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands keep coming across without any type of control of that, how can we sustain what we have right now?
All of us are either immigrants or children of immigrants or grandchildren, great-grandchildren. We most humans on the planet, their ancestors lived somewhere else and then traveled somewhere else. You know, this we used to call ourselves a nation of immigrants, and we were proud of it. So I'm not really that concerned about that. But I will, in answer to your question,
sure,
though, I will say that the United States is suffering from a falling birth rate. And us boomers, you know, who, you know, someday I might retire. I don't know. But
that's what I say, too. No, Doug, you and I, our idea of retirement is dying in the chair.
Most likely.
Yeah, just.
But I'm putting off Social Security until I'm 70 because I'm hoping I keep living beyond that age. But right now, if it weren't for immigrants from all over the world coming here, you know, we would have a negative birth rate, or right now it's 1.8 births per women, and it needs to be at least 2.1.
Absolutely.
So we need people coming into the country.
Italy has already lost theirs.
Exactly.
Italy has already lost their ability to sustain what they have. But let me just say this about having a strong border, and we're a nation of immigrants. What do you think the Native Americans say now? Do you think they should have said, gosh, I wish we had a stronger border?
Oh, hell yes.
Okay.
Yes,
well, then, good. Yeah. We agree on that.
Yeah.
We got to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. But you know what? As far as I'm concerned, it's the best place to ever get a haircut anywhere. That's where I've got my haircut since I moved here. I accidentally found it somehow. It's a veteran-owned business. It gives discounts to seniors and veterans. They work in appointments only. That way you can walk in and walk out. You don't have to worry about standing in line. You give them a call at 244-9478. It's man's last stronghold, which I kind of like, too, only because I know it upsets other people. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue there. We'll be right back with Dr. Doug Craig.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Californians can make history this summer, first by recalling Gavin Newsom, and on the same ballot electing a conservative leader with a proven record, Ted Gaines.
Hi, this is Ted Gaines. As a state lawmaker, I fought the tax and spend liberals at the Capitol. As an independent business owner, I fight big insurance companies on behalf of small businesses. On California's tax board, I fight to uphold Prop 13 and protect homeowners and taxpayers. I'm running for governor because we can rescue our state from Newsom's failed agenda. As your governor, I'll slash the gas tax and keep cost of living in check. I'll stop liberal plans to defund the police, and I will veto any bill that raises taxes, period. You deserve a governor who can transform California into a safe and affordable place to raise a family. I'm Ted Gaines. That's my pledge to you. Please vote yes on the recall and vote Ted Gaines for governor.
Visit TedGaines.com. Paid for by Gaines for Governor 2021.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North state with no more homeless pets.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Guess who just got back today? That wild-eyed voice that had been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are great. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found.
Welcome back to B5 Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is Tuesday, the 7th of September, 8:37 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Pro Rehab. Pro Rehab is physical therapy and sports performance right there in the Sunset Shopping Center at 3673 Eureka Way. Let me tell you that Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang are not novices in this. They've worked with the Olympic team, the gymnastics team, with the pro football combines, with this to make sure that those athletes can stay in shape and perform at their highest levels. And if you're suffering from an orthopedic injury or a strain or a sprain, stop by at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance and get and talk to them. They can help you with this. You know, as you get a little bit older, like Doug has, you can...
I'm in PT.
Everybody's probably in some form of physical therapy. So give them a call at 533-5030 today and find out how they can help you keep your activity level at you know, at a high level, which is what we should be at during this time frame. We should be exercising, getting lots of sleep, eating well during this COVID assault on our country. Today I've got Dr. Douglas Craig here, and we're talking immigration. And Doug, let me just say is that you're bringing up the reasons why they're coming here. And I understand. I'm not going to argue that. I can say is the part where you said that Barack Obama supported a government overthrow in Honduras. You know, I could go back and look at that, but that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, Manuel Zelaya was a popular. I mean, he was elected as a democracy, and he's elected, and the military overthrew him, and every nation on earth condemned it. We didn't. We were glad. We were happy. Hillary Clinton, in her book, she admits it. She says, "Yeah, we thought it was great. It would destroy the country." But
what did she say after that? She just thinks it's great.
Still. Yeah. Now, well, there's no shame in it. Well, that's the thing. There's no shame.
They thought their actions in the Middle East were good, too. Yeah. You know, don't get me started on the Middle East and what the Obama administration did. Okay. So we do have many, many illegals here that without their work would really slow things down. Because, as you pointed out, many of the people here illegally do the type of work that we can't seem to get Americans to do. Because, one, it's too hard, and two, it's not paid. They're not paid enough. We disagree on how much of the social services are available to illegals. And my concern is the impact when you bring in and you put, let's just say, 60 families into a smaller town. They don't speak English. The kids have to go to school. And the problems that arises because we don't have a well thought out plan on how to assimilate people into the culture.
Well, it's a very complicated subject, obviously. And I think we're forgetting that a majority of undocumented immigrants come in legally, and then they overstay. One study I saw 7-1. So we make a big deal because they're visible. We see them coming up on the news. We see them at the border and in cages or whatever. But I think seven times as many come over legally. They fly in an airplane. They have a visa and they overstay. And that's coming from all over the world. So,
which is also illegal. We have.
I'm not saying it's legal. I'm just saying that. Yeah,
but that is a lot of them. Absolutely,
they're undocumented. They pass through inspection. They're legally here, and then they kind of disappear. And so on. Many cities are seeing a declining population, and they're welcoming people coming in. Cities have always welcomed immigrants. For a couple centuries. So I think we can absorb them. Let me tell you about a UC Davis study. Okay,
just let me make this one point, and we kind of talked about it, was the United States has done, you know, they spend a lot of money figuring out how many people we can assimilate every year into the United States. And we people do come in on visas. They do come in. Now, they overstay, which is, you know, against the law. But we have a number that we can take in that we can handle. I mean, this is upgraded all the time. And yet, people coming across wholesale completely does away with the law that says we can take this many people, you get this many people from each country that can come in here. Well, that just completely overruns and does away with those plans on how we assimilate people. How do we, I mean, and if there's, all this work is done and we have a number, it's not like the number that can immigrate into America is X. It's a specific number. We don't live to that.
Well, I just don't think there's any evidence that there are actual harms being done to United States citizens by them coming across when, in fact, they're working at a higher rate than native-born people, and they're contributing billions of dollars to taxes, and we want them to be educated. We want them to be healthy, so we actually benefit from that. And I was going to refer to a UC Davis study that talked about granting citizenship to undocumented, and that's the other thing that we're not doing, what you referred to that Ronald Reagan did, and that is to allow people that have been here for 10 or 20 years and are contributing, you know, to declare them citizens.
Well, but to put them on a fast track.
Put them on a fast track to do that.
I have no problem with that.
The other thing.
How about the kids that came here when they were 1 year old? you know, because their parents brought them. And they're as American as anybody you're going to find. And Trump, actually Trump offered, I mean, hundreds of thousands, more than Reagan did.
Oh, Reagan.
And it was stopped in the Democratic-controlled House that if you were brought here at a certain age and you don't have anything in your background to say you're not a Crip or blood or a gangster, you could become a citizen. And yet we haven't done that. I mean, you've got a Democratic president, a Democratic House. I think most people would, you know, would agree with this, that if you've been an American for this long and been living in America and you're a contributing member, why can't we make you a citizen?
Right. anyway, the UC Davis study.
Okay.
Sorry, I got a frog in my
Sorry.
Throat. If we provide a pathway to citizenship for all undocumented immigrants in the United States, it would boost the U.S. gross domestic product by a cumulative total of $1.7 trillion over 10 years and create nearly 500,000 new jobs. So there are some pathways that would not
it's another it's another study.
It's another study, but it sounds good to me. I like it.
Well, it's because you agree with it. Okay. Hey, look, we got to take a break here. You know what? The reason I love you coming in here. I mean, I really do. First of all, I just like you. Anyway, but you bring in another side that then makes me you're opening up different thought paths. And I hope this is what's happening today with our audience, that there are arguments on both sides, of strong arguments, but you know, but you're bringing in, you know, studies and other things, books, there are two sides to the story. Let me just put it that way. There are two sides to the story. And we both feel strongly about it, but the other thing we both feel strongly about is we want what's best for our nation.
Absolutely.
That's the bottom
I agree.
Line.
With that.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after these messages. Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
I'm voting yes to recall Newsom and voting for Jenny Ray LaRue for governor. I've lived in California for 27 years. Newsom's broken promises are ruining California. I've met Jenny Ray. Jenny Ray is a business owner, mom, and farmer. She keeps her promises. Jenny Ray will build a safe future with great schools, good jobs, and more than enough water and power. Jenny Ray will free California to live, work, and breathe again.
Approved by Redding resident Jenny Ray LaRue for governor 2021.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Tomorrow we have Chamber of Commerce on. Jake Mangus, or one of his reps, will be in here talking business. There's a lot of things. I can't wait to talk to Jake tomorrow about this proposed land sale all of a sudden of the Reading Rodeo Arena, the Civic Auditorium, Turtle Bay, a lot of acreage down there that's been going to be discussed today in closed session with the city council. Unsolicited approach by groups of people. I can't wait to talk to some people today and get some insight on this, since everybody was gone and out of reach yesterday. Let's go to the phones. Ron, Rob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Hey, I've spoken with you a few times about this particular issue, and as well as CRT and things like that. You know, I feel like I've got some skin in the game as a Hispanic veteran, with a master's degree, of course, just to toot my horn a little bit. But let's talk about some of the things that your guest is mentioning in regards to illegal aliens coming into our country. Problem one, when he mentions the idea of how much tax revenue it generates, does he also mention the amount of dollars, American dollars, that are being exported to South America? Now, one thing I would like to know from the guest about that particular issue is, how would he feel if we prohibited those dollars from being exported to Mexico? Point number two, the advantages of being an illegal alien and coming to our country and having services that American citizens don't have. For example, if you are a California citizen, or if you're coming from, actually, from out of state, you have to pay out-of-state tuition. But illegal Indians get a free ride. And so that is a disadvantage. Number three, and you said this as well, Carl, and to some degree there's some truth to it. The idea that there's work that Americans will not do. Well, go out and talk to any small business licensed contractor who is furious about all the work that they do not get because they're beaten out by people doing work who aren't licensed, who don't have to pay licensing fees, bonds, insurance, all those other things. And number four, your guest said, you know, that there's really not this idea that they're doing harm to the community. Well, you know, look at our problems with crime in our community in regards to how it's not punished, in regards to people walking the Safeway, Rite Aid, take stuff out of the store. And I'm not talking about illegal aliens. I'm just talking about the lawlessness on that level. And then you talk about the idea of illegal marijuana grows in our national forests that are wreaking havoc on our ecosystem, right? So we got an environmental problem there. And then you're talking about gangs that are coming into this country.
Okay, hey, Rob, you've hit eight things, and I want to give him time to respond to some of
absolutely.
These because I also will probably have a comment. Thanks a lot for your phone call.
Yeah.
First off, Mexico is not an issue here because as many Mexicans are leaving the country as coming in, there's like a net zero growth. We don't have a lot of concerns about undocumented Mexicans anymore. You know, if you're really concerned about undocumented individuals coming through, we're having more, of course, with overstays on visas and then the Central American refugees. But again, all the studies I've looked at show that they contribute more than they take. And like any other immigrant, if they're going to be here, we want them to be healthy and educated. And as you've been talking about, assimilating into the nation. Again, it's always about us. It's always about what are they doing to us. We don't want to look at how we have destroyed their countries. The United States, for 50 years, has always looked at these countries like Teddy Roosevelt. You know, there was the Monroe Doctrine, but Teddy Roosevelt had the Roosevelt Corollary. Anyway, it basically said we, the United States, have a right to go into these countries and tell these countries how to do their businesses. And our main focus has always been to go into these Latin American countries. The caller talked about South America, but I'm just talking about Central America, and dictating to them, you know, that they are going to have these macadamia from the CAFTA, Central American Free Trade Agreement, basically created these. The United States voted to outsource all our jobs down there and put these factories in that pay next to nothing with no benefits, and it created a huge economic problem for them. So if we don't like them streaming over, why don't we help them stay?
Didn't Vice President Harris go down and talk to these countries saying that we were going to be able to, we're going to start putting billions of dollars in there to help them? And she was just
$4 billion over 4 years.
Yeah, to help build your economy.
But no, it's the same old thing we've been doing for 50 years. It's giving money to the corporates.
We can't help how their countries are built like that. I mean, we can go.
We have created it
50 years ago. Well, 10 years ago in Honduras.
No, to this day, they can't. We have bases all over down there. We are in Honduras. Absolutely. Yeah.
I'll go look that one up.
Yeah.
We probably have bases in a lot of places.
Well, we do. I was born on one in Germany.
Germany, Japan, but we don't have one in Kabul or Afghanistan.
Not anymore.
Okay, but going back to something else he said here is, you know, the environmental impact with the huge marijuana grows that are going on. When they arrest people, some of them don't even know where they are. They have been come across. They were brought across the line illegally. They're growing marijuana. They're destroying the environment around there from cartels. The drugs that flow across the border, the fentanyl, which has, you know, it's a killer drug, yet seems to be coming across the border. I wonder how many people come across this border that are terrorists. We have no idea because we can't control them. I know years ago that there were battles fought down in Mexico with terrorists, not large scale battles, but things to keep terrorists out. It goes back to this, Doug, and I'll let you have the final say here, is if we don't control our borders, we no longer are a nation. And that's my strongest sentiment on this.
Well, as you know, I'm going to finish with climate. So if we're going to talk about the environment, let's acknowledge that, again, they're coming whether we like it or not. And eventually we're going to be going to Canada. Eventually the large areas of the United States will become uninhabitable. You know, the drought is real. You know, we're probably in the beginnings of a mega drought. So the whole world is going to be streaming somewhere to survive. So we'd be much better off starting to address why these things are happening rather than continue to focus on these small ball issues that I would call them, because when the climate collapses, you know, it's game over, and we're on the verge of it. So that's where I would.
Well, we've been on the verge of it for as long as I can remember.
But look around. Look at all the fires, the floods. Hurricanes.
Well, I can, yeah. But okay,
we did this a month ago. Yeah.
And I would, and I let you have the final say.
Yeah.
That was it. So I would argue with you on parts of that is because we handle things really stupidly in this state, when it comes to fires and fire mitigation.
Yeah.
thank you so much for being with me.
Thanks, Carl. It's always fun.
You know, just quickly, you know, you're a mental health professional. The impact on the fall of Afghanistan and Kabul, it seems to have, you know, people were really upset about this. What would you say about that?
Well, I just find it interesting, you know, that this the issue with Afghanistan has been going on for 20 years, and I see it as it was problematic from the beginning. You know, it didn't have to happen. And I was alive when the Vietnam fiasco happened, and so in a similar way, you know, it's just shameful that it looks like we lost a lot of lives and a lot of money for what, and what it cost us $2.2 trillion, and now it's almost like we look at it and go, why did we do that? What, we could have used that money for something else. So yeah, I mean, it's one more blow